are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and Vista Care. And joining me this morning, a couple of the peer players in the latest production of Man of La Mancha, Elizabeth DeTample and Bree Oatman. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And of course, last weekend was the kickoff of this latest production. Everybody's been working hard. Sounds like it went pretty well.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We had a preview night last week on Tuesday, and we had a show on Friday, Saturday, and then we did a matinee yesterday.
Very nice. Pretty good crowds from what I hear, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Like, we had like about 90 people opening night. It's only been going up from there. I've been hearing a lot of good word of mouth.
Very nice. And of course, the theater not quite yet at full capacity. You're getting closer. So
Seems like it's getting fuller. I think Peer Players is still asking if people aren't vaccinated to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an honor system kind of deal. So being the nerdy scientist that I am, our cases are at pretty much there's zero detection of spread in our community right now, so that's a good thing.
We want to keep it that way.
Relatively safe, I'd say, right now to go to a play.
Definitely. Now, Elizabeth, tell us about your character in this play, and how long have you been doing work with the Peer Players?
I've been involved with Peer Players since I was 12. This is my 9th production been involved with, so I've been around a while. I play the housekeeper. I am Don Quixote's, or should I say Alonso Quijana's, housekeeper. The thing with her is she kind of has a bit of a crush on her master. Like, she's a commoner. Getting married to a noble would be a very cushy deal. But Alonso being mad, that causes some problems that she does not approve of.
It seems she's also quite pious in her faith, and maybe has some confliction with that.
Right.
Yes. She's very...
So it makes for some fun and interesting interactions, I would assume. Now, Bree, what role do you play in this one?
Liz and I are also both prisoners. So this play takes place in a prison. It's a play within a play.
Mm-hmm.
Cervantes, who wrote Don Quixote, actually was put in prison. He was kind of harassed, which is a loose term, by the Spanish Inquisition. And so this play is the telling of Don Quixote from inside a prison. So he's been brought to prison, and he's trying to plead his case with the prisoners to not steal all his stuff, basically, by telling the story of Don Quixote. So I'm a prisoner, and I'm also the innkeeper's wife, a not-so-nice innkeeper's wife.
Uh-huh.
I actually play an inquisitor. That's actually, I don't have any I don't have any lines for that part, but it's actually one of my most fun parts because I get to, like, go and scare people and pick somebody to go be tortured. And I'm also one of the Knight in the Mirrors, and he gets robbed at one point, and Liz and I are also both in that scene where we kind of hoodwink him by getting him all distracted with dancing and stuff, and then we steal all of his possessions.
Well, it is a fun production. It sounds like you all are having a great time with this. And, you know, we've got some more dates. If people weren't able to make it out this last weekend, you've got some more performances coming up. And the option, if you've got some family not around here, they can watch it virtually.
Yes. So we have live performances next week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those are all evening shows. And we have a matinee on Sunday. And you can go to the Peer Players website and get information on watching it online. That's what my family will do because none of them live in South Dakota. So I've been sending them out the link. And there's a limited time to be able to do that. You pay you purchase your tickets, and then there's kind of several days with a window where it's only available, and it's just next weekend for the online viewing.
Now, if folks haven't come out to watch the production, what would you say to encourage them to come on out and see this show?
Honestly, something that Jen, the director, talked about from the beginning is that since we haven't been able to do a musical in a while, we just figure with the pandemic that this is just something with the themes of hope and optimism in Man of La Mancha. Let's get out, see a musical again, because now we can. Now there's hope.
Absolutely. And this is a fun production. It got delayed, and it's good that you were able to get it off the ground. And it sounds like it's off to a good start. And before it wraps up, everybody needs to come out and see the show at the Grand Opera House. Or if they want to do it digitally, they're not quite comfortable getting out, because I know there are some folks that are still in that point, you know, don't want to get around crowds. That virtual option, that is really great.
Yeah, and it's been exciting. I mean, we've been doing this since, what, the first week of June? That's when rehearsal started, right before actually Memorial Day week. So it's been a long haul. Tonight's our first night to not have practice, pretty much. So
a little bit of a break.
Like, whoa, this is weird. What am I going to do with my evening?
Right. So yeah, go on out. Man of La Mancha, the end of this week, it's going to be a great time. I know you all have been working hard, so thank you for that. And thank you for coming in and chatting with me this morning.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank Absolutely. You. So there's Elizabeth DeTample and Bree Oatman, a couple of the cast members from Man of La Mancha. Go check it out at the Grand Opera House. All the details at peerplayers.com. And the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.
May Adam Law Firm of